There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Robbie Greenfield, what sort of Walkman did you have? Did you have a Walkman?
I did.
Yeah? Did it change things for you?
About 10 by 6 inches. Clunky, like a brick.
Yeah, they were clunky, yeah.
And do you remember I was having to wind the tape back in after it got snagged or...
I remember when they brought in auto reverse, you didn't have to pull the tape out and switch it over, and I thought, this is just fantastic.
Oh yeah, you used to have to fast forward with it backwards or something.
Yeah,
didn't you
did. Yeah. If you were rewinding and you forgot, then it would fast forward and vice versa, and you think, oh, I've heard that.
I still think the iPod was the most transformative piece of technology. Forget the iPhone. I mean, I know it's done wonders ever since, but the iPod was a real game changer, wasn't
it? Well, I would say, but it was Akio Morita who, in the mid-70s, kept saying to Sony engineers, make it smaller, make it smaller. We need to get music for people on the go. And that's really the point where it all began for the iPod, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose. So I'm disagreeing with you.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just a point. Sport today, let's talk about cricket first of all. Sri Lanka convincing in the end. It was a remarkable win, I think, against Pakistan and Abu Dhabi. But we've got the Test series to look forward to and also the day-night series to look forward to.
Yeah, we do indeed. They're off to Dubai. They're going to begin that Test series. The first day-night that you just mentioned, Sri Lanka's first experience of a day-night Test match. That gets underway on the 6th, Friday the 6th of October. And it's a five-day Test match that goes through. If it gets to completion on that fifth day, the 10th of October. It'll take place at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. You can get in for as little as 20 dirhams. You can get your tickets from q-tickets.com if you're interested in attending that one. And it will be interesting to see if Sri Lanka can build on that, as you say, very dramatic win down in Abu Dhabi against Pakistan, who are the favourites. They're at Sri Lanka, the first team since Australia, the only team since Australia to beat Pakistan in the UAE. And that will be preceded by a one-day international, Pakistan's first one-day international since, how could we forget, the ICC Champions Trophy final, where they dusted their great rivals India in fine style. I tipped them all the way, as you recall, in that tournament, and I'm tipping them again to gain revenge over Sri Lanka in this next day-night Test series and in the one-day international as well.
Slight stretching of the truth there. I think they were one of the five tips, weren't they?
You can go back into the archives and dig it out if you really want to, but I'm sticking to my guns on that. I fancied them from a long way back.
It's not quite how I remember either, Tim. I kind of think it was one of five of eight teams.
It's a little bit like I always said Kevin De Bruyne was one of the best players in the Premier League as well. As we mentioned on last night's Monday Night Football, he ran the show against Chelsea. About 4 days before, I'd been saying that he was overrated. But there you go. I seem to get quite a lot of things wrong when it comes to analysis on Sports Tonight. But there we have it.
Yeah, Robbie, I think you're not selling yourself as a sports.
No, sports. Okay, predictions not so hot.
Yeah.
Analysis, I back myself.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving swiftly on.
Predictions are a mug's game. It never goes the way.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a minefield. So.
It is tough. Even the experts occasionally, and I wouldn't call myself one, but they do get it wrong. Listen, we have another big cricket story. We're going to be in conversation this evening with England One Day captain Owen Morgan and Boom Boom himself, Shahid Afridi, will be joining us on the line, the Pakistan cricket legend. These guys are going to be part of an exciting new format, an exciting new league, the T10 League. If you thought T20 was a short form of the game, you're going to have to recalibrate those boundaries, because T10 is now the new short form of the game. Matches, entire matches, involving 11 players.
Yeah.
Now, how they're all going to feature, certainly in the batting lineup for a 10-over game, I'm not entirely sure, but it is the brainchild of a gentleman named Nawab Shaji Al-Mulk, who is the chairman of Mulk Holdings and a cricket aficionado and a cricket lover, a man who's based out here in the UAE. He is launching this. It is a T10 cricket league. It's going to be getting underway on the 21st of December of this year, running through until the 24th. It's going to feature legends, like I say, Shahid Afridi, Owen Morgan, Virinder Sehwag, who else? Kumar Sangakkara, and some huge stars in the game. Six teams will play a part. Maratha Arabians, Kerala Kings, Pakhtuns, Punjab Legends, Colombo Kings, and the Bangalore Tigers. And it will take place at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium, as I say, from the 21st to the 24th of December. We're in conversation with Mr. Allmulk this evening, right. Shaji. And we're also in conversation with Owen Morgan live on the line and Shahid Afridi to learn a little bit more about the event. Some interesting ideas coming out of this, and it might not be music to the ears of cricket purists who prefer or who are fearful of the kind of the test form of the game being ever attacked by these new formats. But for those who like progress, for those who like evolution, it is can only be a good thing. And that word Olympics is going to crop up again.
Well, that's what's interesting about this, because if it's 10 overs a side, I guess it must be.
Yep.
It's going to be a slugfest, to put it lightly.
It will be a slugfest. They're planning on celebrating dot balls. So there'll be a group of cheerleaders for whenever there's a dot ball. It's amazing, isn't it? Whenever there's a piece of non-action, they're actually going to celebrate that. Oh, what is cricket coming to? That's my take on it. But I am an old stickler. I'm an old duffer when it comes to progression and evolution in the world of sport.
But I am interested in that, though. I will be listening later because I do want to know about this, because lots of people who don't like cricket or find test cricket too long, too complicated to follow, it's something that's fast. It's bringing in cricket fans who maybe weren't interested in cricket before.
Maybe.
So, I mean, I see the argument and I want to know, are there going to be fireworks? I just want to know what's involved in all of it, because I do think there is room for all of it.
Yeah, well, we've seen with T20, I mean, we know it's been a huge success. It's absolutely launched, I guess, the big money element of cricket. We saw Star Sports in India. I think they recently paid something like $1.7 billion for the TV rights to own exclusive rights over the IPL. I think I've got my facts right. It's definitely over $1.5 billion. So the money in cricket is progressively going towards that shorter form of the game. This is just a natural progression from T20, and it allows a game to take place where you get a result inside 90 minutes, like a game of football. So it's almost like a 45-minute half of 10 overs, followed by the other half, which is the other 10 overs, and it will be condensed. And I think, you know, as a sporting public who is becoming increasingly used to consuming sport, and I hate using that word because it's very marketing, but consuming sport on platforms like Twitter and Facebook and all these social media platforms, you know, it is just inevitable. I kind of cringe, but I'm looking forward to it. I think it will be good. And the fact is, they have got some fantastic names coming down here to Sharjah, to the cricket stadium. You know, it'll be an absolute thrill to see the likes of Sehwag and Sangakkara and Afridi. And it'll be interesting to get their take on it. We'll obviously be asking them a lot more questions regarding the world of cricket, but do tune in for the full interviews. Sports Tonight from 7.
All right, then. Rayan's wife texts in, woohoo, boom, boom, Afridi on the show. There's a lot of excitement about that. He is, or can be, an explosive character on the pitch. Mark texts in, clearly not a cricket fan, says they should have a T1 game.
Yeah, I know.
Which is something
where
else.
Will it end, literally?
Well, you could go to T2 and work in a movie connection maybe somewhere. I kind of like the idea of it, actually, because
Dubai's airport will have more terminals than cricket games have overs soon, I think.
Possibly the case. Let's just very quickly, I'm interested in your thoughts on this, because I know you, I'm let me guess, first of all, you're probably not keen on Justin Gatlin.
Whatever give you that idea?
I have no idea. But it's
the fact that he gate crashed Usain Bolt's retirement party. How dare he?
Or the fact that he's in a similar league to Sharapova.
Listen, I'm going to call out the IAAF for a bit of hypocrisy here, rather than actually. I think I'm on Justin Gatlin's side for this story. The story is that Justin Gatlin has not been nominated among the 10 male nominees for the IAAF 2017 World Athlete of the Year. It was decided a couple of years ago that, funnily enough, in a story that also involved Justin Gatlin, because he is not a one-time offender when it comes to doping, but it was decided that if you have been serving time for a doping ban, then you should not be nominated for the IAAF Athlete of the Year. But it does beg the question, if you're going to be that, if you're going to go down that road, why should he then in that case follow that to its stick to your guns and not allow him to race at all? If you're going to allow him to race in, you know, and win the gold medal, then surely he is eligible for the Athlete of the Year.
Yeah.
It speaks to double standards and a huge level of hypocrisy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Either he's an eligible athlete or he's not.
Yeah, exactly. There's no grey area here. If you're going to have him in the event, then he could be eligible for the Athlete of the Year, because he was allowed to race in the event, and he won the gold medal. And he stood up on the podium and he accepted the gold medal. And it was something that Sebastian Coe said that he was not eulogistic about. So, but it's, you know, I think we said it at the time. If you're going to make that decision, then you move on from that and you just let it be. And I'm sorry, but if he's allowed to race, then he's allowed to win these awards, in my opinion.
Well, he was jeered at the London Stadium, wasn't he? I suppose as well. It's the first time since 2004 a world or 100 meter Olympic champion has been left out. Last time it happened, it was him as well.
Yeah.
So this is another lack of bonus. But there you are. That's the sport for today, Robbie.
No probs.
You'll be pleased to know that here is today's lost word.
Excellent.
The lost word.
Sydney Cafe serves lasagna made from.
Okay, what do you think of that?
Sydney Cafe serves lasagna made from.
I know what I'm going for. I know what I'm going for here. I'm saying
cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish lasagna.
That's.
How did you guess, Robbie?
Okay, there you go. Have you seen the story?
Look, I'm just across. I'm across all the major news stories throughout the day, not just sport.
Let's get some context on this. Did you know that it's been Paris Fashion Week?
Yes, of course I did.
Robbie, you did not really, did you?
No, I didn't. I had no clue that it was Paris Fashion Week.
I've
got enough on my plate trying to keep up with Chris McCarty, let alone knowing what other stuff is going on.
There's a man that knows a Fashion Week.
Yes, he is Mr. Fashion.
All right then, text us 4001 via the free app 423 1010 if you think you have something to fill in this.
The lost word.
Sydney Cafe serves lasagna made from.
What could that lasagna be? Text us 4001 via the free app, Michelle.
I know in Australia they're very keen on this, so I'm going to say avocado.
Avocado, I like that. I'm going for ostrich mince for some reason. I don't know why.
Ostrich mince is very...
That's good.
It's very good for you. It's very lean.
Yeah, it's very lean, exactly.
Well.
Yeah, so
nice
there you
burgers.
Go.
Nice burgers.
Well, thanks very much, NLT. It's the foodie on this show. Robbie, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.